1. Commissions. Useful sentences.
1. He came to China to discuss about the commission for his new business.
2. What about the commission?
3. Usually a 1% commission is given to our agent.
4. We'll give you a 2% commission on every transaction.
5. Certainly, we expect a 5% commission.
6. We're usually paid with a 5% commission of the amount for every deal.
7. Our agents in other areas usually get a 2% to 5% commission.
8. You can get a 4% commission if 1,000 cases are ordered.
9. The commission from your corporation is very favorable.
10. The above price includes your commission of 2%.
11. The above price excludes your commission.
12. This amount includes all commission.
13. Our quotation is subject to a 4% commission.
14. Generally speaking, commission depends on the quantity of goods ordered.
15. You can get a higher commission rate if you order a bigger quantity.
16. It's better for us to start business on commission basis first.
17. We don't pay any commission on our traditional products.
18. Commission is allowed to agents only.
19. We don't pay commission to firms dealing with us on principal-to-principal basis.
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. Hello, Mr. Wilson. I'm glad to meet you here at the market.
So am I. Take a seat, please. How about a cup of coffee?
Good, thank you. It seems your business is prosperous. So many customers here.
Yes, not too bad. Our sales are going up year after year, and we still have a large potential production capacity.
Well, do you think of choosing a commission representative or agent abroad to promote your sales?
That's a good idea. So far, we have several agents abroad.
We are willing to be your agent in Thailand for hand tools. What's your idea?
It coincides with our desire.
Conversation 2.
Then, what's your usual commission rate for your agents?
Usually, we give a commission of 3% to our agents.
3% is too low, I think. You see, we have a lot of work to do in promoting the sales, such as advertising on radio or TV, printing booklets, leaflets, catalogs, and so on. It all costs money. 3% is completely not enough.
Don't worry. We'll allow you a higher commission rate if your sales score a substantial increase.
You mean to say...
Now, if you sell $2 million worth of hand tools annually, we can only allow a 3% commission. If the annual turnover exceeds $5 million, you can get a 5% commission. What do you think of that?
It sounds good. Then how do you pay the commission?
We may first deduct the commission from the invoice value directly or remit it to you after payment.
All right. If it's okay, we would like to sign an agency agreement with you immediately.
Think it over. We hope to keep a good business relationship with you.
Thank you for your help.
Conversation 3.
I'm interested in all kinds of your products, but this time I would like to order some fireworks. Please quote us CIF Hong Kong.
Please let us know the quantity required so that we can work out the premium and freight charges.
I'm going to place a trial order for 1,000 units of a dozen fireworks.
All right. Here are our FOB price list. All the prices are subject to our final confirmation.
Your price is reasonable, but I wonder if you would give us a discount. You know, for the products like yours, we usually get a 2% or 3% discount from European suppliers.
We usually offer on a net basis only. Many of our clients have been doing very well on this quoted price.
Discounts will more or less encourage us to make every effort to push sales of your products.
The quantity you ordered is much smaller than those of others. If you can manage to boost it a bit, we'll consider giving you a better discount.
As far as a trial order is concerned, the quantity is by no means small. And generally speaking, we like to make profit from a trial order. I hope you'll be able to meet our requirements.
Well, as this is the first deal between us, we agreed to give you a 1% discount as a special encouragement.
1%? That's too low a rate. Could you see your way to increase it to 2%?
I'm afraid we really have made a great concession and could not go any further.
It seems this is the only proposal for me to accept. I'll come again tomorrow to discuss it in detail.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Rattling off.
For years, I have thought what was good for our country was good for General Motors, and vice versa. Charles E. Wilson, American President of GM.
For evil news rides fast, while good news baits later. John Milton, British poet.